Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
You're like a disease without any cure. All right, let's check in on the stream. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. That was a lot of fun, man. Hugh and Joe are good dudes. I feel like we dished it out as much as we kind of received as well there.
Well, I'm not going to take it too long, Joe.
I am astonished, and perhaps I shouldn't be, perhaps this is naivete, I am astonished by the fact that those surrounding the Eagles are so confident in this game when they lost to this team a month ago, six weeks ago, whatever it was.
They have their ready-made excuses as to why, okay? And that's why I'm like, listen, bro, well, I could throw ifs out there too. You know what I'm saying?
You're the big one out there.
I can tell you all kind of stuff out there for you. But the main thing is, people that talk that outlandish, they're concerned. And they should be. Just like we should be concerned about
them.
Calling
it cute, dude.
We should be concerned about them. It happens.
I feel like where we land on this, and I don't want to speak for you, but for me, Philly's really good. Their D-line and O-line are really good. Carter is really good. Saquon is really good. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, good player. Like, mm-hmm. Philly has a ton of talent, man. Quinyon, Dejean, CJ, GJ, stay in the game, hothead. But, like, Philly has a ton of talent. I'm not trying to.
We're not trying to belittle that at all.
No.
But we know that.
Washington's good, too.
Hell, yeah.
Like, I'm blown away. If they had swept them, I could kind of understand it more. I could rationalize the confidence up there.
Yep.
You got a hot head coach that is incredibly volatile. You got a kicker that has been up and down all year. Mm-hmm. I don't get the supreme confidence with which those associated with southeastern Pennsylvania seem to carry. Checking in on the stream. We haven't said what's up to the stream folks yet. I got Strizzy at 9:57 a.m.
9:57. It was about 10 hits before 10 o'clock. Maybe more than that.
Bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam.
Jeff, whatever the hell that means.
I don't know what that means. The type of ish the commander's on, you wouldn't understand. All right, I get that part. Mm-hmm. there's a lot of people in the stream, a lot of comments. I hope everybody's enjoying themselves. I hope they enjoyed that crosstalk with Joe and Hugh.
How many people were throwing stuff at the stream when y'all heard them talking?
Well, I mean, Jeff commented just in the text thread. White Brian, what'd you think of the crosstalk with the Philly boys?
I loved it. Absolutely.
It was fun, perfect. Man. That they're a confident bunch. And B, I would say we are only confident that this is going to be a competitive game.
Yeah.
Like, Can they win? Hell yes. Am I guaranteeing that or anything? No.
Guarantee.
But they're going up there to compete, man. And if you think differently, I think you're going to have a rude awakening, sir. Mm-hmm. Should be fun, though. Jeffrey, you seem to enjoy that segment. Mm. Jeffrey, did he leave again? Or Landfill just won't turn his mic on?
Nah, there we go. There we go. I love that segment. Actually, last time when we seen him at Radio Row for the Army-Navy game, I forgot who it was talking about told me to send some iced tea up to the studio when we lose, and we never lost. So that's why I text B in the group chat, yo, tell him send that iced tea down.
It's going to be fascinating depending how this game shakes out. Like, if Philly loses, the level of meltdown up there is going to be significant. Significant. You know what I'm saying? And I can't wait to find out. It's I don't know. I can't wait on that. The game's going to be so much fun. B, serious question for you. Coach of the year. You think DQ should win it?
Hell yeah.
Do you?
Did you see what he brought this team from?
Yeah.
So I think all of the extra stuff that was going on, and for them to be there this quick, hell yes.
Who are the nominees? So it's...
He's in it.
I know he's in it, but... All right, Coach of the Year is Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, Sean Payton, Dan Quinn, and Andy Reid. Is it worth pointing out that only two of those five are still coaching? The votes are already in.
Votes are already in, but I think Quinn did the most this year.
I have a tough time with O'Connell. A lot of people will say it should be O'Connell, and I'm not saying that that's incorrect, but for a lot of people, it's like, oh, man, you know.
Why would it be O'Connell? That's a question I'm going
to
know.
So my counter to a lot of people would be like, oh, nobody expected anything from them this year because they lost Kirk.
And then they didn't sign Kirk back, and then they got one of the best years ever out of Sam Darnold until the end.
They went 7-10 last year. They were 13-4 the year before. They were 14-3 this year. O'Connell's really good, man. I think what Dan Quinn overcame this year for a roster that went 4-13 last year, I mean, really just to get the kind of buy-in, considering about half of the roster was flipped over, it's one of those things where I don't know that he's going to win it, but absolutely it's a pretty easy case to be made that he should.
Dan?
Yeah.
I mean, he's done everything he needs to do to win it. He can't do anything else now. He's done everything that you need to do. You took a team that won four games last year. You added 35 people to your team. You have a rookie quarterback. And still, you went out there and you won 12 games.
I mean, assistant coach of the year.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not trying to knock anything here, but you got Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn nominated, Brian Flores, Vic Fangio, and Joe Brady, all coaches on good teams that performed well, but nothing like you could say Witt or Kingsbury did, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kingsbury had to remake an entire offense with a rookie quarterback and suit it to him. I'm not going to get too caught up in what should or shouldn't happen with the coach of the year stuff. I do think for whatever reason, Dan Quinn's accomplishments have been minimized and they shouldn't be. Maybe, I mean, dude, if you just think about the win totals, they were at 6 or 6.5 wins. They doubled that.
Yeah.
And now they've gone way past it.
Yes.
Rookie quarterback, a lot of moving pieces defensively.
What you don't add is this. You had a new ownership group come in, new front office. Then Dan had to work with that, and then he had to bring all these new players in. And he went out there and he coached them up to a 12-5 season. He's done as much as anybody out there. I don't think any coach has done anything more to be able to automatically say that they should be able to beat him.
I mean, what would you say if Andy Reid wins it? That'd be a hard one to argue to me.
It'd be a hard one to argue, but still, you got Pat Mahomes.
Of the Chiefs, and I think
you've won the last two Super Bowls.
This gets lost with Kansas City. So to me, there's like you're a Hall of Famer, which is about as high as it gets. Mm-hmm. But then even among Hall of Famers, there's like the Mount Rushmore type, like the all-time. I'm trying to think of an example of this. Like, LaDainian Tomlinson is in the Hall of Fame, deservedly.
Yeah.
But, like, Barry Sanders and Walter Payton occupy a different corner of the room. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Tomlinson's an absolute great player. If you look at Kansas City's talent, I think, and I don't know if you'll agree with me on this, and maybe it's premature, but Kelce and Mahomes are first ballot, undoubted Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. And I think both those guys might be their own corner of the room type guys too.
Yeah.
Not only Hall of Famers, but like beyond, like all time in the conversation for greatest ever at their positions. I think Andy Reid, when it's all said and done, is going to start entering some conversations. Yeah. And Chris Jones is a Hall of Famer. He might not be we might not talk about him like Reggie White or Aaron Donald, but he's on that next tier. He can play.
Yes,
man.
He can.
Bless you. I don't know. It's fascinating. Should Dan Quinn – he's nominated, so he's in the conversation. He absolutely belongs in that, too, is what I would add. Mm-hmm. We still have a lot coming up. Joe Witt, Commanders defensive coordinator, speaking to the media next. Ross Tucker joins us at high noon.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.